pandangan orang Barat terhadap kelompok Muslim yang sering dianggap sebagai teroris atau karena muncul ISIS dan ekstremis lainnya. Nah, kira-kira apakah itu juga dipengaruhi oleh peran media yang akhir-akhir ini menjadikan Islam sebagai dalam tanda kutip tertuduh begitu, Pak? Dan bagaimana kira-kira menjalin kerjasama yang baik dalam rangka untuk menghilangkan pandangan itu?
Well, this is a very poignant, exquisite question, because it gets at where do stereotypes come from, and why do we believe them, and how do we overcome them? And as you asked the question, a memory came back to me from Pakistan. And there was an honest conversation, and emotions were involved. And I had a Pakistani Muslim say to me, we hate you Americans. All you do is come with the Bible in one hand and the sword in the other. And instead of reflecting on that, I said, well, Americans really don't like terrorists from Pakistan because you come with the Quran in one hand and a suicide jacket in the other. Now, should I have said that? Maybe not. Was it a true statement about stereotypes? Yes. What I want to illustrate here is that Christian majority countries and Muslim majority countries can sometimes have exactly the same stereotype of the other. Why is that? Well, because we're human. And so the way that I talk about Islam with my fellow Americans, especially those who are not Muslim, is to say it is the human condition to define against, to seek self-interest, to put others down. If I'm living the best of my faith and my Muslim friends are living the best of their faith, then we have a different situation. But if you don't allow them the opportunity to live the best of their faith, then how can we solve the world's problems? How many Muslims do you know? Sometimes people get mad at me for asking that because it seems like I'm being condescending. But you have to ask the question, do you know a Muslim? Have you traveled? Okay, it's normal that you haven't traveled, or maybe there are no Muslims in your community. But I am a person who has, and I'm telling you that the overwhelming majority of Muslims are peace-loving. Can you trust my testimony? So it takes, sometimes I like to say it's one relationship at a time. You can't change the world, but if you build trust and friendship one relationship at a time, you can have an impact. And of course, that's why we're having this class, and why we're seeking to get your feedback on the class so we can have a model that maybe could be used in other countries.